Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, hour number three, going to your phone calls right now. I'm just really wound up with a lot of info today. A ton of news coming up. Oath Keepers, both police and military waking up, coming up in about 15 minutes. And Jason Burmis, a debunk part two of Glenn Beck's straw man debunking on FEMA camps. Then Michael Bagnarek will be joining us. Right now, let's go to Gary in Michigan. Gary, thanks for holding. You're a trooper. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Excuse me. Thank you for taking my call. I've been right in your office. I'm the three-time ex-convict loser that says that you and your friends are duped with language, and you're still in the Matrix, buddy.
I don't know what that means about you being an ex-con that's been in my office, but I appreciate your call, Gary. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to, I mean, I got to understand you to have you on air. Let's talk to Kathy in New Orleans. Kathy, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for everything that you do. I met you along with Gary King in September. You actually gave him a copy of Loose Change, second edition for his birthday. We were camped out in front. We wanted to interview you, and you greatly gave us some information for his radio show.
Oh, yeah, that's a separate Gary from the guy that just called up. Yeah, I remember you
and
listening to my show. He went and got a local radio show in New Orleans. It's now very popular.
It's very popular, and thanks to you. And we listen to you every single day. I did want to tell you that tomorrow he is uncovering. I mean, I'm a little nervous about him because he says it like it is. He tells everybody exactly what he learns from you. And he and one of his researchers uncovered in a job search from Virginia to hire chemtrail pilots.
That is huge. Why don't you send us an email on that or make sure I get the report when you do it? You know, here's the deal. I want to make a film on chemtrails because it's hidden in plain view. Listeners discovered hundreds of universities worldwide being given UN and U.S. Department of Energy funds, they say, to spray sunscreen for the Earth's atmosphere by mixing stuff with jet fuel, and that they're doing it. Paul Watson wrote the article, and it got almost no attention. I mean, here are chemtrails admitted and documented, but you know, I don't want to wait on this. What you need to have, and I'm familiar with the show. I now see him at events doing interviews. Why don't you have Gary call my producer right now, email us the job search. Let me look at it. We'll have Gary on, and we'll break it here at the end of the show today. Is Gary around?
I can get in contact. I know he's listening to me right now. I'll call.
I know he's given us his card many times, and I don't know if we ever put it in our database.
He's going to come on tomorrow, and it's just huge.
He's going to come on tomorrow? You mean he's not going to come on my show?
No, I mean, yeah, he would. But what I'm saying, he would love to. He's going to jolt it out on New Orleans News tomorrow morning. And so he has a researcher, Deborah, and she came up with this.
Okay, well, if you guys want to do it first and don't want to broke here, that's great. It'll be 50 times bigger if it's done here. No, listen, I don't care. My whole issue is just make sure I'd like to look at the email anyways. I'd like to look at the job search. You know, that's how they found out about the FEMA camps. In 2002, Newsmax saw the federal bid for 3 1-million-man camps for the American people. And then Ruddy, Christopher Ruddy, wrote the article, and people couldn't believe it. And he wrote another article going, yes, folks, the camps are real. And then in 2006, another report came out. Come on in. It's AP Newsbreak. Obama looks at climate engineering. So, see, now they're announcing, he just ran in at the very time you called, ma'am, he just ran in with AP admitting they're chemtrailing us. My God, the level of this, I just can't handle it anymore. The level of the insanity as they admit everything, these bastards. Hey, listen, I'm aware of Gary's good reporting. Let me put you on hold, and I'm gonna have John Harmon up in Minnesota give you the back line. Have Gary call in right now. I need to check the order on this. I want to see it. You know, that is check the bid order put out. And then I'd like to have him break this with us right here on air right now, and then he can do it on New Orleans tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a chemtrail guest with Chemtrail Watch on the show tomorrow. Chemtrails are real. Until 1996, all condensation ice crystal trails only formed at 20,000 feet and higher, generally in the winter months, and they faded out in a few seconds to the maximum of 1 minute. Your whole life, remember watching a trail go by and watching it disappear? Then suddenly in 96, before anybody was even talking about chemtrails, I would notice, man, why do those stay there? I'd be in, you know, gardening, because my parents had a couple acres in the middle of town. I would go garden, because I like planting stuff. Call me a weirdo. But I'd be out there growing watermelons and stuff and stomping around and the flowers and the bees. And I'd go, man, that trail's been up there for like an hour, and it's getting bigger, turning into a cloud. What's going on? It's like cloud seeding. And then by 97, chemtrails. And they add it to the jet fuel, so it's compartmentalized. The pilots don't even know. Then they have some others where they do know, and they're spraying off larger amounts. And then suddenly government textbooks started admitting 3 years ago that they really were spraying the atmosphere to save us from the sun's rays and to fix the ozone layer. And Paul Watson, I tried to Google it during the break, he wrote a big article 6 months ago or so where the government admitted the chemtrails, and we had links to the government admitting, yes, we've got thousands of flights a year. We're spraying the atmosphere, testing, terraforming to save the Earth from global warming. And then NASA admitted a few years ago that the Earth is 20% darker now than it was before the 1995. And then you show the satellite photos of the chemtrail sprays everywhere, how all the lines, like spider webs, cover up cities. I mean, they are manipulating the planet. Well, here's Associated Press. AP exists. You know, it looks like when AP announces they're setting up global government and global currency, I get attacked and they say, no, it doesn't exist. I mean, literally. Now, this is AP, and we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv now, right? We are live. Okay, we went live at 8 after. I'm in front of the camera so much I don't even know anymore. AP, news break. Obama looks at climate engineering. Now, I want Paul Watson on this now. I want chemtrail every day. In fact, when I'm done with this next Obama film, I'm doing a chemtrail film. That's it. I've made my mind up. I was going to make the 2012 film explaining how that's all a big globalist hoax. But I can that can wait. And I need everybody to start sending me your chemtrail footage, and we'll give you full credit and everything from all over the country. Just send your chemtrail footage. I'm making a chemtrail film. That's it. Because it's in. I should have made it a year ago when they were admitting it in textbooks and things, because it really hurts the globalists to make a film and have them deny it and then have it be all admitted. But even when I document what's admitted now, they're going to say it doesn't exist. The president's new science advisor said Wednesday that global warming is so dire, the Obama administration is discussing radical technologies to cool the Earth's air. And see, this is in the university reports Paul's reported on. Oh, we're spraying the atmosphere, testing, shielding the Earth, and kids' textbooks that have chapters saying New World Order say, oh, and we're spraying you. That's sunscreen spray. So Paul Watson is now up on air. We're multitasking on air. Paul Watson, my chief researcher and writer, I have you here with a new mission, should you choose to accept it. Are you there, my friend?
Yes, Alex.
I need you to do an article saying, yes, they are terraforming the planet. Chemtrails are real. Now, only one component is the terraforming. They're also spraying poisons on you that sterilize you and brain damage you. And I know you don't want to admit that public. It's because you've been brain damaged, but myself included, but I'm fighting through it. You can still focus and get some neurons firing there. You know, we're trying. John Holdren, told the AP, the first interview since becoming confirmed last month, that the idea of geoengineering the climate is being discussed. One such extreme option includes shooting pollution particles in the upper atmosphere to reflect the sun's rays. Holdren said such an experiment measure would only be used as last resort. It's already going on globally. The operation was launched worldwide in 1996. Worldwide terraforming. With deadly barium salts and aluminum dioxide. As now people 22 years old are getting Alzheimer's everywhere. Just breathing it. Mass death, brain plaques, hitting us hard. I mean, the globalists have special detoxes they do that can remove some of it. But they're even insane. It's hurting them. I mean, this is mega attack total and AP. And I've got FBI calling the office and circling the office and provocateurs out the wazoo and people attacking everywhere. And I mean, and I'm the weirdo because, no, listen, I'm breaking people out of their trance. See, I'm broken out of the trance. I'm angry. I'm freaked out. I'm going, my God, they're terraforming. My God, sodium fluoride in the water. My God, they funded Hitler. I understand what's going on. I read their eugenics documents. The hair on the back of my neck standing up right now. I want to warn you. They should all arrest them. Arrest the bankers. They're robbing God. I can't believe it. And then they admit, this is just like after they've been spying on us without warrants for decades, they come out and say, we might do a little spying without warrants. We want to pass a law now. Or, we want a global currency. We want to pass a law when they've already been having it for years at the monetary level. I'm going to shut up. Paul, I just can't believe they're admitting it all, man. They're admitting it. And when they start admitting stuff, it means they're going full steam ahead. Watson, what do you think of this?
Well, yeah, I wrote two articles on this last year. One was a government scientist proposed geoengineering Earth's upper atmosphere. And this was about documents that were obtained by Cybercast News Service from the U.S. Department of Energy's Savannah River National Laboratory in Aiken, South Carolina.
But that's not the key. That's not the key. We found, thanks to listeners, thousands of university reports how they're already spraying under Department of Energy.
Well, this one was about conducting tests, about firing what would happen if a huge amount of particulate matter is shot into the stratosphere. That's a quote.
And then they say they're testing. That's right. All of this spraying, like HIV is a weaker virus to the real one they're going to release. It's a beta test. But yes, but they admit thousands of ongoing tests with mixing it with the jet fuel, spraying the particulates into the atmosphere. I mean, that's what they're doing. That's why you see it's real. It's in the Associated Press. I keep telling you.
Oh, God.
And there's also an article out of The Guardian called Geoengineering, the Radical Ideas to Combat Global Warming, where Ken Calvera, who's at the Carnegie Institution in Stanford, California, promoted injecting the atmosphere with aerosols as well as sulfur, which in this article we list the health effects, the adverse health effects of exposure to sulfur, neurological effects and behavioral changes, disturbance of blood circulation, heart damage, effects on eyes and eyesight.
Look, what they're doing is saying, we're going to medicate you, and you know, that's what they always say. Oh, they're spraying the town for a deadly moth this week, and I pulled up at 3 a.m. one morning and saw a Cessna fly over with spray tanks spraying, and I was like, it was like 200 feet off the ground right over my house spraying, and I stood outside smoking a cigarette before I quit smoking and smelled the pesticide coming down. I mean, do you see how they do it? They just set the precedent. Oh, yeah, we're going to be geoengineering, terraforming the planet now. It's no big deal. Go back to sleep. Watson, but what was the term, the high-altitude aerial spraying? What's the scientific term for it? If people Google it, they'll find thousands of reports.
Something like that, yeah. The articles I wrote were about the university.
No. You wrote another one about that. You've written more articles than you remember.
The one I wrote was entitled Secret Geoengineering Projects Threaten Unknown Environmental Dangers, which is the comprehensive article, which has got everything in it.
Hey, listen, it's like there's some collective amnesia on this. I've been begging for big reports on this. You did a separate report on this. We need hard-hitting reports to get people's attention, because you always have scientific names to them and people don't read them. Let's bring John Harmon on. He remembers. John Harmon, come on here.
I'm here.
Are you on air right now?
Yep.
Okay, tell folks the name of it. You got it right.
It was right. Okay. That was Indirect Direct Aerial Spraying Campaign, I believe.
Yeah, it's
something like that.
It's Indirect Direct Aerosol Spraying Campaign. That's right. Remember that now, Paul?
Yeah.
I need a master story that has it all so folks get it. Because, again, they are manipulating the atmosphere. These people are playing God. They are out of their minds. Remember, they thought that when they detonated hydrogen bombs in the upper atmosphere, it would catch the Earth on fire. This is on Discovery Channel on the show Trinity, voiced by William Shatner, what first aired on HBO. And they brag, if you watch that movie, get it on Netflix, folks, called Trinity, that they detonated in one night 50-something high-powered hydrogen bombs trying to set the atmosphere on fire. Gee, this might set the atmosphere on fire. Let's try to set the atmosphere on fire. God, these people are psycho demons. Watson, I got another guest coming up, but I want a big report later into the fourth hour on this. How fast can you get the AP up with them admitting they're going to terraform the planet with aerial spraying?
It's already posted.
It's at prisonplanet.com right now.
Yeah. Well, our rewrite of it is. But, yeah, with the link to the AP, yeah.
All right, RXP. I want a master article detailing to people. Oh, God, help us. I just can't handle it anymore.
As well
it's
as
just,
that, Alex. One-third of fish in British rivers are completely feminized. I mean, what on earth are they putting in the rivers now? And that's been linked with declining sperm counts in men as well for the past 20 or so years.
Yeah, it was 85% down. Now it's 95% down, the sperm. Well, I mean, and they've also done studies on waterways that aren't connected to any sewage system and shouldn't have the estrogen added, and they're finding it's synthetic. They're dumping massive amounts of it to the whole environment. They're spraying us with barium salts, sodium fluoride in our water. You put a fish in and it dies. They're look Look, I mean, it's over. We're being mass murdered by Nazi criminals that run everything. And meanwhile, they have all these newspapers attacking me because I'm exposing them. Watson, I want a masterpiece on this. I want to expose these bastards. Stay with me.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned. And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make a change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed.
Ladies and gentlemen, the chemtrails are real. Just like they would deny there was a government plan to microchip the kids, and then Time Magazine and Newsweek for kids, they give them free in public schools, say, oh, you're cool. You're not like your parents. You're not backwards. You're going to take the chip. That's a quote, by the way, from Time Magazine for kids. Oh, yeah, turning your kids against you. And now the Mexican Attorney General's made his employees take it. They're pushing it on Alzheimer's patients. The point is, they brainwash the kids first. There's a bunch of government textbooks and others that admit their chemtrail spraying. Now, we found all the government documents where they admit they're already terraforming the atmosphere since 96. Guess what? When we found out the term indirect and direct aerosol spray campaign, you just Google that, you'll be on Department of Energy, British Department of Energy. And I hate to have my guests waiting and then going off. This is just too big. And then in the last few months, they had a London Guardian and AP come out and say, oh, they're looking at spraying barium salts, and they can mix it with the jet fuel. That way it's cheaply done, and it'll have a big effect over the airwaves to protect our cities. They're already doing it. And NASA reports the planet is 20% darker than it was back in the early 90s. They are spraying. Then they turn into clouds. It's cloud seeding. We broke Ben Livingston. We broke that story before Fox, AP, any of them. A listener sent us the declassified document that the government had put out. It had been 40-something years, so they declassified it. And in the declassified government document, it talked about how he created hurricanes, killed hurricanes, weakened hurricanes, how with just a few airplanes, they could do this. He ran the attacks. He would lead the squadrons in, because he was a combat pilot before that in Korea. Amazing guy. He would lead the combat squadrons into Vietnam with no clouds. They would rain 10 feet of water on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. And he interviewed us, and then he got threatened, and he won't come on anymore. He said, no, I've been basically threatened. I can't come back on your show, Mr. Jones, because we got him on. It broke, and then AP and everybody picked it up. But the issue is that this is barium salts, aluminum dioxide. These are nuclei. What forms clouds? And now AP, I apologize to Stuart Rhodes, but I bet he got a big response the last time he was on from Oath Keepers. They're having a big move to get even more people out to take the oath against firing on them U.S. citizens, confiscating guns, doing things like that. But side issue, Stuart, what do you think of them openly announcing they're terraforming the planet?
I just came on, and I just caught the tail end of your discussion about that. That's pretty amazing. So I'll have to defer and slot, listen to the rest of what you said.
All right, well, we're going to come back to you and give you some time to talk, and I want to have you back up for a full hour in the near future after this happened. In a nutshell, tell us about Oath Keepers. Very exciting. So the police and military uphold their oath and don't go to war with the people, which will also be very healthy for them.
Absolutely. This is our mission, is to, as I told you last time, is to make sure that, the men with the big guns are on our side. And the response has been amazing. And one thing I want the listeners to know about is we are rallying on Lexington Green on April the 19th, which is the anniversary of the first shot in the American Revolution, a shot heard around the world. And we're going to be there on the same exact spot where that first took place. And we're going to read out our declaration of orders we will not obey, read them aloud, and reaffirm our oaths to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And we're talking, we've got active duty military flying in from all over the country, active duty police officers.
What day is that?
April 19th.
Ah, 1775, baby. That's when it all started.
That's right. April 19th, 1775 was when the, under martial law, under General Gage, he sent out his regulars to go confiscate the cannon and the powder at Concord. And on the way in Lexington, Captain Parker and the Lexington, the Massachusetts militia, mustered on the green in face of the British, and that's where we had the first shots fired in the American Revolution. That's where it all began. And so we're going to be standing there, and that's where we're going to have our first public meeting as Oath Keepers, is going to be right there.
I just had a vision. I've got to stop shooting by the end of April for my new Obama film. I'm going to send a camera crew and show this event at the end of the film about this being the solution.
Absolutely. Well, you need to be there, Alex. You're going to regret not being there if you're not there.
I know, but I mean, literally, sir, I have enemy forces circling me. I'm here in the command base. I got to stay here in the headquarters.
Okay, well, we'll definitely do that.
I'd love to fly up there. It's just literally, here's the issue. I could do 20 radio interviews a day on other people's shows. I mean, I'm reaching millions a day on my own shows. Right. The problem is, believe me, I'd rather travel around and be part of this, but I can't be in all places at one time. I've got to kind of you know, sit here at Midas Tirith, like we said last time, and I'm looking off at the eye across the mountain range at me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The EcolaBlue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call EcolaBlue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit EcolaBlue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Spraying the atmosphere to save us from global warming. If you believe that, I got a bridge I'll sell you. We got a report, and I forgot to talk to him. We have Mr. King, Gary King on the line, who does a radio show. Too much is going on during these breaks. Does a radio show in New Orleans. Great job. They were searching around and found a job placement order for pilots to fly these planes during the chemtrail spraying. but we're trying to vet that job placement place. Gary, I know you're listening. Email that right now to robd@infowars.com, the link. I'll go check it during the break. As you mentioned, where it came from, I know they're linking to something else, but that's a little bit of a questionable operation, probably an operative group. From what I've seen in the past, it's an infighting specialty group. So I want to go to the job placement myself because, I mean, we have all this mainstream stuff where they're announcing their chemtrailing is for our health and safety. And so I want to watch them doing Poison the Well Ops. So send that right now. I'll go look at it during the break. In fact, we'll put it off during the break while our other guest is talking. I can be scanning over it. That'll actually let him say a word or two before I cut him off. This is very, very historical going on there. So tell folks the date, the time. I may come, or I will at least dispatch Jason Burmis. It's his turn to be fired out as the InfoWar probe droid. I've been sending the whole crews out for shoots lately. So I can stay here. Used to, I'd have to spread myself thin here. Tell us about the event. Tell us what's coming up. Tell us about your 10 principles here on air with us, with the Oath Keepers. Oh, and by the way, did you get a big response last time you were on?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you bet we did. Thank you very much.
Did you hear from a lot more military and police? I know you'd already heard from thousands.
We've got a flood of active duty military that are signing up and that are coming to Lexington. We're getting new, you know, we got Marines coming from Camp Pendleton. We've got officers 06 and above coming from the Navy and from all the services. So it's been pretty amazing. So what we're going to do is April 19th on Lexington Green in Lexington, Massachusetts, right there where the first shots were fired in the American Revolution. On the anniversary, we're gonna rally, we're gonna muster, and it's an event put on by Committees of Safety, which is founded by Walter Reddy and Edwin Vieira, and Mr. Vieira is gonna speak, and Mr. Reddy's gonna speak about their mission with Committees of Safety, and they invited us, they're kind enough to invite me to speak, but I decided to turn around and invite all the Oath Keepers to come and do a muster. And we're going to reaffirm our oaths right there on the green. We're going to have active duty military and police and veterans. And for those folks who have never sworn an oath to defend the Constitution but want to do so, they're welcome to join us on the green right there. And what better place to do it? It's sacred ground on the anniversary of a sacred day for Americans. And what better place to throw down the gauntlet and let those powers that be, know that it's not going down the way they think it's going to go.
Absolutely. And again, Edwin Vieira, constitutional lawyer, constitutional law scholar, routine guest here with us, an amazing individual. The other gentleman, I'm aware of his work, great work as well. And we've tried to, and I know the listeners have been trying to, you know, really energize their committees of safety. That's what began, but for listeners who may not, in the decade before 1775 and the Sons of Liberty, as the tyranny got worse and worse, they began to organize and petition and put out the information and say, look, you're committing crimes, you're abusing us, you better stop, better stop, better stop. And the Crown said, how dare you resist us? How dare you criticize us? How dare you call for resisting us? That's treason. Same stuff we're hearing now. And I want to, call out Dr. Edwin Vieira and others as just great founding patriots. When Clinton was trying gun confiscations and announcing on MTV they were going to ban the guns and all of this, Edwin Vieira and others stood up and said, we need to remember the militia. Every able-bodied man, the Second Amendment is enshrined that all men, like in Switzerland and other countries, are there to defend, and it's our sacred right and our duty to own firearms. And they called forth the real citizens' militia to defend against tyranny. That's why the feds then created the false militia, infiltrated it with people saying, hey, let's hide behind the shed, let's dress in camo, let's build pipe bombs. It was always federally led, creating a fake Viper militia out of a motorcycle team. They created the fake militia so the media could then demonize it and attack it. And the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center got caught running these groups. Mainstream news has reported on that, Elohim City. So, that's the groups we're talking about, the real militia versus the counterfeit militia, like we're the real patriot movement. Then you've got Glenn Beck, who's definitely an operative who tries to get your confidence and then stabs you in the back, as we predicted. So I just want to point out that this is people in the military, in the police, saying we'll just keep our oath. This is the key to not having a confrontation between the military and police and the people, because if they're told to carry out unconstitutional orders, they won't, and then that won't bring in the ensuing hysteria and warfare that the establishment wants.
That's right. And one thing I want to also mention is that Sheriff Richard Mack is going to be there. I invited him to come speak, and we've tried to get a message to Jack McLam, but definitely Sheriff Mack is going to be there. He has a new book out on the power of the sheriff and responsibility of the sheriff to be a barrier between the federal government and the people.
Burmese had him on Monday night. And certainly the audience is aware of that book he's got out, and that's certainly true, kicking the feds out and getting local control again.
Right.
How many people have contacted you overall on the site? I know it's getting a lot of traffic.
Oh, several hundred thousand hits and just floods and floods of emails, thousands of emails. And like I said, we've got quite a response of people that they're heading to Lexington. It's pretty short notice, we know, but it's pretty amazing how fast the response has been. And also, I've been invited to speak at a Tea Party rally in Knoxville, Tennessee on the 15th. I might fly out there and just kind of do an impromptu guest speech for them. And so what they want to do, they want to make it so that every protest from now on has an oath ceremony that men who have taken the oath in the past, veterans or current serving military or law enforcement, can step up and reaffirm their oath, and those who never have taken an oath to defend the Constitution can do so. And that'd be pretty amazing to have thousands of people standing there with their hands raised and vowing to defend the Constitution. I think it's a really, really great idea.
Absolutely. This is completely beautiful, what's happening. Instead of the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, saying patriots and constitutionalists want to kill you, they're dangerous. The founding fathers are bad. We've got to confiscate the guns. We're saying no, stand with the people, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, because if you let the bankers, who are openly taking the country over, use you against the people like the IMF and World Bank do in third world countries, this is public plan, this is going to get really nasty. We're trying to short circuit the corporate controlled system, trying to cause riots. I'm sure you've noticed that they're all over the media trying to hype rioting and civil insurrection so they can then blame it on us. This is essential to stop this clash from happening.
That's right. Absolutely. If the military and the police realize their true duty to the people and to their oath to the Constitution, then it just can't happen. It's game over. It's checkmate for them. So they cannot do it without the military and the police. And that's our mission, is to make
sure.
Right.
The globalists have to have enforcers. There's only a few thousand of them. And that's why they love the tragic murder of those three police officers by a white supremacist. And it turns out the white supremacist was attacking me on websites. But the Southern Poverty Law Center didn't care. They went and found those comments and tried to claim, tie it to the Patriot Movement, Ron Paul, myself, and everybody else, and now they've had to retract. But again, that shows they're scared of us, that they're resorting to tactics like that, because they don't want the police and military joining us.
That's right. Well, that was Daily Coast, right, that first did the smear campaign. Is that right?
Yeah, they've had to now retract. So is Raw Story. So is the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. But the New York Times is refusing. And now Alternet and also George Soros' website is attacking us. That's Media Matters.
You know, one of the Daily Coast writers in another comment thread on their site was talking about if these gun owners, if they think they're going to be able to defeat the U.S., you know, the U.S. government, we've got news for them. The SCTS has talked about and bragged about being able to call in airstrikes and use artillery fire and flatten their homes and kill their wives and children.
They're
one of the regular writers. And so that's what, you know, this reaffirmed for me that we're on the right track. Our mission is it's denied.
Who is this? Who is this enemy of the Republic? I want to do a story on him.
I'll look his name up. I'll email it to Rob.
No. Yeah, look it up during the break. Because I want to go after these people. I mean, they love power. They're now bragging that they funded Pol Pot. Brzezinski is again, and a headline. Google, I want to show that. German government says U.S. government funded Pol Pot. Well, we already know that because Brzezinski bragged, but they unearthed documents in Europe. Well, they don't need to. He's writing articles about himself. He's very proud of it. But the issue is these are sickos, man. They like what Stalin did. They like what Mao did. And they think we're going to roll over and turn our guns into them? I mean, and they're trying to get the cops to march out against us? It isn't going to happen, is it?
Nope, it's not. That's exactly right. And just pisses us off. The more they talk like that, the more angry we get. And the more resolved we are to make sure that they have nothing, they have no power over us, and so that's our job, is to not buy into their propaganda and their assumption that they've got the military.
So you've got this phony leftist quote pacifist bragging about all the power they've got now through the military and how they'll bomb our homes. Sick. Well, now they support the Iraq war. Now they support the carnage because they're good liberals.
Yeah, in fact, this same writer during the Bush administration was talking about how terrible it is to have civilian casualties, and then but now he turns right around and says, "Ah, we're gonna shell you, and we're gonna call in airstrikes on you." Here, I'm looking up for a link right now.
Yeah, they want war. These globalists, these socialists, they socialize our wealth. These controllers, they want a Russian revolution here, folks. It's the same crew, and I'm here to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, that they intend to march the military and the police in against the American people. They've always hated you. They've always hated your freedom. They want to loot the middle class and give it all to George Soros, who says he loves the crisis. He engineered the crisis. He's having the time of his life. In fact, where's that headline? Here it is. I mean, this is at a press conference, so it's you Google George Soros having a great crisis. You'll get hundreds of articles. Zoom in on this guy. Show him. I'm having a very good crisis, Soros says. Hedge fund manager makes billions off recession. He says it's very stimulating and the culmination of his life's work. It's his life's work to do this. Then he brags on TV how they cut the oil prices to bankrupt the economy worse. This guy is sick, is he not?
Absolutely. Well, I found his name. His name is Marcion. It goes by the name Marcion on Daily Coast, and he writes all kinds of articles for them.
And what's the name of the article where he says he wants to use the military to shell women and children?
It's an article about, it was an article, let's see, it's called A Letter from a Militia Man with Poll, which was posted by J.C. Wilmore. And what he had done is a gentleman named Michael Vandenberg, who was involved in the militia boot back in the 80s, had written him in response to something he had posted about claiming that the GOP was responsible for militias and was inciting violence and things like that. And so he wrote him a letter saying, look, the GOP, as far as we're concerned, is morally bankrupt and is an empty shell. Your real problem is with the people of the United States, this Vandenberg wrote. And so this guy posted his letter on Daily Coast saying, look at this wacko militia guy that just wrote me. And then started talking about, you know, how we're going to stop these people and what we're going to do to gun owners. And that's the discussion thread that this guy has.
I want Kurt Nemo to do a report on this outrageous. Now here's the deal. We've confirmed that one of the big shows on Air America on in major cities is saying I'm calling for violence and that I told the shooter to kill the cops when it turns out the white supremacist was attacking me. Now, that's incredible libel, slander, defamation.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, that's going on. We're here explaining the globalists have to have a breakdown of society and civil war to get away with the theft because they need the U.S. to fall now that they've stolen the GDP in 6 months. It's already done. You can't fix it. It's so bad, folks. You know, we're going to go into a depression. It's going to be horrible. But they intend to keep piling on the tyranny. They want to have a war. They want to have a conflict. And then they've got the nerve to say that we're behind this and we're doing this. And then they're bragging about how they want to use military against the American people. My God, I mean, do they have any idea how hellish this is going to be if this starts up?
Here's what he says. He says, if these gun nuts think they can take the field against one of the most brutal war machines in the world, they would be disabused of that notion after the first airstrikes start coming in. That's what he says. So, and he continues on talking about how, you know, you think any American would be willing to charge a military convoy under helicopter fire or calmly watch as their house is leveled with their wife and children inside? That's the reality of asymmetrical warfare against the U.S. Army. They will rain down high explosives on you from distance while you're trying to land a lucky shot between interlocking armor plate. You think these bitches would be ready to strap explosives on themselves at a random police station, not just once, but as a regular tactic? I don't think so.
Yeah, he's calling the American people bitches. See, they have a total disdain. You listen to NPR, it's like, in fact, I have the cover of Time magazine. Bring it to me. It was in here in the stack, and somebody took it away. It was Newsweek. Oh, here it is. The End of Excess, Why the Crisis is Good for America by Kurt Anderson, Time magazine. And they're saying, oh, this will teach us to live in our means while the control freak parasites sit on top of us. God, they have no idea what they're bringing in. They have no idea what they've done. And, oh, my God. They don't understand, folks. They don't understand the differences between the United States and Iraq. That's why the Pentagon said they can't invade Iran, because they couldn't win there. Iraq was an intelligence hive of the United States since the 70s, and so they knew how to control it. And it was still hellish. But listen how they show who they are, bad-mouthing the American people. Oh, I tell you, this is sick. This is sick.
That's the same guy who was, in another article, was lamenting any civilian casualties in Iraq, which is a worthy thing to say. But then when it comes to his political enemies, those he disdains, those that he considers to be the other, those he considers to be subhuman, which is us, you know, then he has no remorse whatsoever about bragging about how he's going to flatten our
own. Yeah, we're the subhuman Americans that are pro-gun and pro-freedom that built the country. We're the subhumans that pay his George Soros paycheck that they've sucked out of our economy.
Well, you know, communists always believe in purging and killing massive amounts of those they consider to be socialists.
Hey, I had the Zeitgeist guy on the show said I would be sent to re-education. And then I said, well, that's wrong. And he said, you can't fathom our mind. They always say this, like some wooden apparatchik in the Soviet Union. We know best, and so it's okay to send you to a re-education camp. And I said, well, that's tyranny. And he said, no, you don't fathom our mind. You don't understand. And then I guess if I can't be reeducated, gotta break a few eggs. Stay there.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. Liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Making the new Obama film, I mean new, the Obama Deception is brand new and number one out there. It'll be out on July 4th, and it's going to have the great folks, the Oath Keepers in it. So I was already thinking about going and interviewing Edwin Vieira, the doctor, and a few others for it. I just thought, oh, I'm too busy. We got enough interviews. But I knew there was something else needed to be added, and I was going to, we're sending folks to some tea parties. But no, no, this is key. This is key. And so I'm very, very excited about that. And hey, guys, I want you guys to decide who's going to go. We need to go ahead and get plane tickets. It's on April 19th on that Sunday, but I want you to talk to Edwin Vieira. I want you to go ahead and talk to them and set up times to interview them at their hotel the night before or the day after. And we'll also interview the amazing Stuart Rhodes for the film, because I'm trying to make the films about other people other than myself, but then it's always me out doing the activism. I'm going to attempt to probably, just because I'm, frankly, the films sell better if I'm in them. Everybody's told me that, but this one probably won't have Alex Jones or a voiceover. Well, it's going to have a little bit of me doing a voiceover, or I'm going to do little pop-ins on video, but not a lot of Alex is the point. And so we're on. We're going to send somebody. I'm going to have at least two of my guys up there, and we'll get all that done. We're going to call Dr. Vieira and get all that lined up as well. But Stuart Rhodes, I'll have you back up in the next few weeks as this builds. Give people the details again. Fire out the website of police and military coming and pledging in mass publicly, or they can do it incognito with a pseudonym saying, I'm going to uphold the Bill of Rights Constitution.
That's oath-keepers.blogspot.com. And we've got a brand new video out. We put our 10 orders will not obey on video. It's on YouTube right now. Please send it around. And also, we could use our user support. We run pretty lean, and we're kind of outpacing our own supply line, kind of like Patton did. But we could definitely use some support to help further our efforts. One thing I wanted to tell you is we'll be there both days. Oath Keepers will be there Saturday and Sunday, and we're going to have a breakfast and a dinner, and everyone's invited. So just come on out.
Well, I'm going to have my crew there, and so set aside a time for us to interview you for about an hour or so in your hotel room.
You bet.
Or in a conference room where there's not a lot of noise, and we need to interview Dr. Edwin Vieira and everybody else.
And Dan Ipsa is going to be there, and Joel Bonnick, legislators who sponsored some of the sovereignty initiatives, are going to be there as well.
Okay, do me a favor. Will you send me all? You want to go? Okay, we're going to send Rob Dew and Bernice. Will you do me a favor? Will you? I'm sending Aaron to Kansas City this weekend for an interview. This film's got a lot of cool interviews in it. Yeah, do me a favor. Will you email Rob Dew all those guys' contacts so that we can have the interviews lined up before we get there? Because it won't happen if we show up while they're busy shaking hands for 2 hours and try to get the interviews, and then it's all pointless. Well, right. Very, very exciting, and people should go up to the site and read the 10 things you will not do, because those are all the things that are being asked to be done. Can you believe all these liberal sites, and I was just given more mainstream newspapers attacking me, including the New York Times, are saying we're making it up that Obama wants to restrict guns when he says, oh, I'm for the Second Amendment. We're not going to ban, this is a quote, we're not going to ban all the guns overnight. We're just going to restrict them incrementally. And his chief of staff and attorney general are for total gun bans on record. I mean, how can they just keep lying and saying they're not for this as they do it?
Well, it's part of the strategy. It's like this Marcion guy. I want to read this to you real quick. He says, I don't think American soldiers would hesitate to kill Americans. They are a very professional force. And then he says, after the demonization job that would be done by the media, Americans would be positively demanding airstrikes on their own cities. That's what he says.
Yeah, so communists are always, and socialists are always real cold-blooded and into the Machiavellian mind, and they just love getting in a power position and imagining what they do. Oh, we'd demonize the gun owners, and then we'd airstrike them, and, oh, God, I can't wait. We're so close to getting these gun owners. We're so close to bombing their families. Oh, God, I've got foundation money and Soros money. We're butchering America. The global tax is here. We stalled the people long enough, and we're so close to turn the military and police against the people. It's going to be so good. Oh, we can't wait to destroy America. Yes, yes. Oh, it's so good.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.